Welcome to the AADE7 Self-Care Behaviors podcast series. This podcast on being active is produced by the American Association of Diabetes Educators, based on materials originally developed through an educational grant from Eli Lilly and Company. Being active is not just about losing weight. It has many health benefits, like lowering cholesterol, improving blood pressure, lowering stress and anxiety, and improving your mood. If you have diabetes, physical activity can also help keep your blood sugar levels closer to normal and help you keep your diabetes in control. It can be difficult to find the time or the motivation to start an exercise program. Everyone's physical abilities and schedules are different. Choose the best ways to fit physical activity into your daily life, whether it's walking to work, doing chair exercises, or working out at the gym. The important thing to remember is to choose activities that you enjoy doing and to set goals that are realistic. Your healthcare provider can help you design an activity plan that works for you. Did you know that an activity divided into 3 10-minute sessions throughout the day is as good as 1 30-minute session? This can help you fit exercise into your schedule. It is also a common myth that you are not working out hard enough if you can carry on a conversation. The fact is that you should be able to talk when doing an activity. If you can't, then your body is working too hard and you need to slow your pace. So, when it comes to being active, there are a few words or phrases you should know. Exercise, or physical activity, consists of activities that get your body moving and help you stay healthy. Cardio is a form of exercise that raises your heart rate. Resistance training, on the other hand, helps you build muscle and strength. Here are 3 quick tips that will help you take the first steps towards becoming active. Number 1. Any amount of physical activity is better than none at all. Making physical activity part of your daily lifestyle burns calories even if it's not part of a structured plan. Number 2. Even if you are inactive and out of shape now, you can improve your health by moving just a little more. Take small steps to add more movement into your daily lifestyle. In time, you will find that you are stronger and will be able to move even more. Number 3. Check your glucose before and after physical activity to learn how your body responds. When it comes to the types of activities you should do, here are some questions to ask yourself. What's your all-time favorite activity that gets you moving? Weightlifting? Jogging? Bicycling? Now, what stops you from doing it? Is there not enough time? Are you too out of shape? Too tired? Not motivated? Can't afford it? Does it hurt too much? Once you've thought about the reasons, ask, what can you do to get started doing this activity or working up to it? The key to success is to pick activities that you enjoy doing. Then do them. You should make a plan for your physical activity that focuses on frequency, intensity, time, and type of activity, or FITT for short. First, frequency. How often will you do this activity? You will want to work up to 5 or more days a week. Next, intensity. How hard should you be working? Remember, you should be able to talk, but not sing, during an activity. Then time. How long will you do it? Be realistic. Start with 5 or 10 minutes, and work up to 30 minutes. Finally, type of activity. What will you be doing? Do something you enjoy. You should also try to get creative in adding activity to your lifestyle. Partner with a friend to find creative ways to be more physically active. Take your dog for a walk or play fetch at the park. Call a friend to go dancing or put on your favorite song and make the living room your personal dance floor. Find a gym buddy to motivate you to stay active. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. If you eat lunch with a coworker, ask him or her to join you for a short walk after you eat. We hope this inspires you to talk with your diabetes educator or other healthcare provider about incorporating more exercise into your routine. To learn more and find a diabetes educator near you, please visit AADE online at www.diabeteseducator.org.